This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The following program is pre-recorded.
You know, the biggest accomplishment in my career so far is this is my second appearance on the Larry Elder Show.
Whoa.
The following has been rated PC for politically correct.
Pay attention, you just may learn something.
It's the sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
That's a dingo.
888-971-7243. 888-971-SAGE. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. A lot of you want to weigh in on Iran. We're going to get back to Iran. But later on in the show, we're going to talk about the set-to between the Hawaii Senator Hirono and the Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth over the deployment of the National Guard here in Los Angeles. There is a new gun study by a liberal organization, and because it refutes a lot of the anti-gun stuff from the left, it is being completely ignored by the media. Did I mention a study by a liberal organization? Also, Trump is undecided on whether to support a bill sponsored by Senator Josh Hawley to increase the minimum wage. I should point out that in his eight-year term, Ronald Reagan never once raised the minimum wage, even though the economy was doing extremely well. Maybe there's a relationship between the two. The number again is 888-971-SAGE. Let me start out by talking about the reemergence of former President Barack Obama. I mentioned yesterday he's being criticized by people on the left for not using his megaphone because he has so much clout and respect. So he gave a talk in Hartford, Connecticut, and this is a short excerpt of what he said, number 18.
Our biggest challenge right now is we need democracy and social cohesion and trust more than ever. And it's probably as weak as it's been since I've been alive. And that's a bad combination.
We need democracy, social cohesion, and trust more than ever. He also said there's a war on truth and a war on fact. Now, if Kamala Harris had said some of the things that Obama said, we'd be talking about word salad. He gives all these beautiful, well-crafted sentences. But what did he say? Play it one more time, number 18.
Our biggest challenge right now is we need democracy and social cohesion and trust more than ever. And it's probably as weak as it's been since I've been alive. And that's a bad combination.
Democracy, social cohesion, cohesion, and truth. Let's take them in order. We need democracy, says the head of a party that threw Joe Biden out of the window after the debate and anointed Kamala Harris, despite the fact that she did not participate in a single primary. Says a man whose first race for politics was state senator in Illinois. Here's the story. There was a woman who held that position. She and Obama were friends, and she decided to run for Congress in a special election. She lost the special election and decided to run for her seat again, even though Obama had announced after she said she was running for the special election, she was going to run for that seat, state senate. So she said, I want my seat back. And Obama did not drop out of the race. Well, you had to have a certain number of signatures to qualify. He had, I think, three or four different opponents in the primary. And what Obama did is he challenged every single signature that his opponents had to submit in order to be eligible to run. Now, it wasn't illegal, but for people that say everybody's vote ought to count and that technical errors ought not matter, for example, if you wrote in cursive rather than print, that was ground for disqualification. You signed things on the wrong line, ground for disqualification. So even though she was the incumbent state senator, he challenged enough of her signatures so that she didn't qualify for the ballot. He didn't stop there. He had two or three other opponents did the same thing. So this man essentially ran unopposed in the primary, and you win the primary in his district, you automatically win the election because Republicans didn't have a ghost of a chance. Now, that's Chicago hardball. A lot of politicians do it. It wasn't illegal. But for the party that talks about how Republicans were trying to prevent people from voting, every vote ought to count, that Republicans make it difficult to vote, yada blah, etc., he literally challenged every single signature, no matter how minor. For example, if you were somebody who was single, and by the time you signed it, you were married, you had a different last name, you got kicked out. So for all these minor violations, he ran unopposed. Social cohesion. We've talked about this many times. This is a man who, in Boston 2004, I was there, talked about no red America, no blue America, there's only one America, there's just the United States of America. People went nuts. There's no black America, there's no white America, there's just one America, the United States of America. People went nuts. We have a lot more in common than we have apart. People went nuts. Shortly thereafter, this man whose name most people couldn't pronounce, nobody had ever heard of until a few moments ago, ran for president of the United States. And when he gave his first interview to 60 Minutes, it was Steve Croft, the correspondent. Now, he wasn't the front runner, but he had already gained enough on Hillary that he was a threat. Remember, Hillary was assumed to have this thing slam dunk. And this guy from Illinois comes out of nowhere. And Croft said to him, Senator, if you don't win this race, will it be because of your race? To which Senator Obama said, no. If I don't win, it will be because I've not articulated a vision that the American people can embrace. I'm paraphrasing. Goes to a black church, delivers a sermon, talks about how much racism remained in America, and said the Moses generation, referring to the generation of Martin Luther King, has gotten us 90% of the way there. My generation, he said, the Joshua generation, has to get us an additional 10%. And I say again, I thought that was very reasonable, because there was a Fox Opinion poll that found out 8% of Americans believe Elvis is still alive. And some percentage believe if you send him a letter, he will get it. So you have to kind of write off 8%. So what Obama was really saying is maybe you got 2% of the people who are still racist that we can work on, which is about all you can truly expect from human beings. We're all going to have bigotry. We're all going to have people that hate other people for whatever reason. But to the fullest extent possible, what Obama was saying in his sermon is that MLK's dream that people are being evaluated on content of character rather than color of skin was truly being realized. So that when Obama walked into the Oval Office, third week of January 2009, this man had, according to the LA Times, nearly 80% approval rating, even though he won with just 52% of the vote. Has Donald Trump ever approached anything like 80%? Are you kidding me? Donald Trump's approval ratings right now, according to Rasmussen, are about as high as they've been in his career as a politician, 54%. Obama walks into the Oval Office the third week of January at nearly an 80% approval rating. Now, how can that be? Did the people who vote for him suddenly say, you know what, I want Obamacare. I want capital gains taxes raised. I want the rich to pay more taxes. I want the rich to pay their fair share. Of course not. But they approved of this man who they thought was going to stop the nonsense, the Jesse Jackson, the Al Sharpton nonsense about systemic racism. And that was a legitimate reason for me to support this man, even though he's going to do things I don't like. That's how people felt who didn't even vote for him. And for the next 8 years, I'll get into what this man did and the damage we are still suffering. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Let's talk about his war. He says it's a war on truth and fact. He ought to know.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for. For this free information, call 800-422-1609. 800-422-1609. 800-422-1609. Or simply visit godra.com.
The national debt is soaring and the dollar is weakening. Rising deficits, inflation, and market instability are creating a perfect storm of economic uncertainty. Public figures that were once allies are clashing in the headlines, leaving Americans everywhere asking what's next. In unpredictable times, more people are turning to physical gold and silver as a way to safeguard their savings and retirement. At Advantage Gold, we help you move your IRA or eligible 401k into physical precious metals, tax-free and penalty-free. It's a simple, secure, and proven method to preserving your capital. When you call 800-900-8000, you'll receive a free gold guide packed with real-world strategies to help protect your investment. Plus, for a limited time, you could receive up to $10,000 in precious metals when you open up your qualified gold IRA with Advantage Gold. So don't wait for the next crash or crisis. Take control of your financial future today with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 or visit AdvantageGold.com. That's 800-900-8000. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial and tax professionals before making investment decisions. Call 800-900-8000.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hey, Redding, say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
SAGE 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. We're talking about Obama lecturing a nation on he's never seen democracy and social cohesion and truth under more stress than ever. Didn't mention Donald Trump's name, by the way. Get back to that in just a second. The number again is 888-971-7243. Now, after sharing with you for weeks about my campaign to send deserving kids to an Angel Tree camp through our friends at Prison Fellowship, we're down to only 2 more days for you to join us. I'm so very proud that hundreds of my listeners and viewers have stepped up to help provide scholarships for over 280 kids with a mom or dad in prison to attend an Angel Tree camp this summer. As Jamie from Angel Tree Camp reminds you, your donation at LarryYoder.com can have a profound impact on a very deserving child. Here's just one example of how your donations are being blessed by kids all over America.
I believe God has an amazing heart for young ones, and we all have to come to God with childlike faith. And so if we can get these campers to camp when they're young and when they're open, and especially these campers who may be coming from hard places with special wounds and special challenges, it can put them on a life-altering path. You could be breaking generational incarceration and helping set their entire family on a different trajectory by reaching the child.
That's what I mean when I tell you that our gifts to Angel Tree Camp are transforming lives with your help. Please, LarryElder.com, click on the Angel Tree banner to donate, or you can phone your generous gift to 888-206-2855. That's 888-206-2855. But please hurry, we're in our final 2 days. LarryElder.com, banner at the very top, 888-206-2855. Now back to Mr. Obama. The business about social cohesion. His AG was Eric Holder, who, like Obama, lawyer, articulate, spoke in well-crafted, smooth sentences, and played race card after race card after race card. Obama, of course, began his presidency was saying that Cambridge police acted stupidly, referring to a white police officer who was called by a homeowner in an area of Cambridge because a man who turned out to be a Harvard professor, whom Obama knew, black man, was breaking into his own house because he'd forgotten his door key. He'd just come back from vacation. Woman did not recognize him, called 911. Officer shows up, sees a man in the house, does not know whether or not he belongs in the house, so he asks him to come out and show ID. And instead of cooperating with his perfectly lawful, calmly delivered order, the Harvard professor copped an attitude, refused to come out, ultimately got handcuffed briefly while the matter was sorted out. Again, Obama has known this professor, Henry Louis Skip Gates, for years. And what Obama could have said and should have said to the nation. You know, a lot of these encounters that blacks have with the police could completely be avoidable if the black person simply complied. You may not like the way the officer spoke to you. You may not like his tone. You may even feel the officer has done something unlawful, in which case you get a badge number. You contact the police station. You file a lawsuit. There are plenty of lawyers that would be more than happy to sue the police. But to escalate an encounter, so you take it to DEFCON 1, where somebody might get hurt, if not killed, it is completely ridiculous and totally avoidable. And I told Skip, I've known you for a number of years. You're a role model. By definition, you're a Harvard-tenured professor. People look up to you. People will emulate your behavior. And instead of cooperating with a perfectly lawful order, what did you do? You copped an attitude, essentially conveying to young black men, when you're pulled over, do not cooperate. After all, Harvard law professor, Harvard tenured professor didn't do it. I'm not going to cooperate. So I want you to pick up the phone and apologize to that officer for simply doing his job. That's what Obama should have said. What did he say? And I'm quoting, the Cambridge police acted stupidly. And it ticked off police officers and police chiefs all over America. Then we had, of course, the death of Trayvon Martin at the hands of George Zimmerman, the neighborhood watch guy. He wasn't a cop. And what did Obama say? If I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon, whatever that means. And when Obama was giving a speech before the United Nations, he was talking about how America has its own problems. There's a little place called Ferguson, referring to what happened with Michael Brown and the police officer. Investigation completely, totally exonerated the police officer. Michael Brown did not have his hands up, did not say, don't shoot. The whole thing was a big, fat lie. And regarding Trayvon Martin, the jury found George Zimmerman, the man who shot and killed Trayvon Martin, not guilty because of self-defense. Now, there wasn't a black person on the jury, but there was a black alternate. And the alternate said that I would have reached the same conclusion as the jury did. Here's more of what Obama said.
But part of what we're going to have to do is to start experimenting with new forms of journalism and how do we use social media in ways that reaffirm facts, separate facts from opinion. We want diversity of opinion. We don't want diversity of fact. By the way, it will require some government, I believe, regulatory constraints around some of these business models in a way that's consistent with the First Amendment, but that also says, look, there is a difference between these platforms letting all voices be heard versus a business model that elevates the most hateful voices, or the most polarizing voices, or the most dangerous in the sense of inciting violence voices. I think is going to be a big challenge for all of us that we're going to have to undertake.
I have no idea what the man just now said. Do you? We need to have some sort of government regulation in a way that doesn't violate the First Amendment. It is already unlawful to incite violence. We need to separate fact from opinion, says a man who gave us Crossfire Hurricane. That's right. That was authorized, the allegation that Donald Trump was colluding with the Russians. His FBI started that investigation. He started that investigation. He's the one who essentially accused the Russians of putting Trump there and sought to prove that there was a connection. And I'm just getting warmed up. 888-971-7243. Do not leave town. We all...
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is, all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State. Local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hush, hush, baby, don't believe a word.
Hey, Larry, I love your show and I care for you. I have a comment regarding reparations. No one alive has ever owned a slave. We've given reparations. It's called the NBA, NFL. These guys be working at Walmart. If not for the NBA and the NFL, LeBron James is a perfect example. A young kid from the projects who's now a billionaire. Love you, guy. Bye-bye.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. You mentioned Obama and reparations. man has opposed reparations his entire career. A bill has just been introduced for reparations by Democrats in Congress. And, of course, Obama has not said one word because he does not want to be canceled. 888-971-7243 is the number. Have you gone over to LarryOldershop.com yet and picked up your We've Got a Country to Save merch? We also have a Black Face of White Supremacy, So Much for Climate Change, Work for My Privilege, T-shirts, and brand new mugs. Perfect for fueling your day and the conversation. Get your gear, get your mugs at LarryOldershop.com, and do not forget to use promo code ELDER for 20% off. Wear the truth, sip with purpose. We've got a country to save. Obama had Al Sharpton over to the White House. Some put the numbers high as 80. I haven't seen any number lower than 70. The biggest race hustler in America, Al Sharpton, the man who was in the streets of Ferguson after Michael Brown was shot and killed, yelling, "No justice, no peace." A man who claims he came out of the King movement. MLK was about civil disobedience. He was not about civil disobedience until we didn't get our way, and then we go to rioting. But there he is, Al Sharpton, over in the White House at least 70 or 80 times. I mentioned Eric Holder, his attorney general. Eric Holder gave a speech. You remember the time Donald Sterling, the owner of the L.A. Clippers, lost his team? His girlfriend was taping him, and he was making disparaging comments about Magic Johnson and other people that she brought to the arena. He gave her four seats, and she invited Magic Johnson and other people to sit at those four seats. And Sterling was ticked off about it and said, "I don't want you bringing Magic Johnson there." He never even used the N-word, although she tried and tried and tried to get him to say it. She's going to blackmail him. So the tapes get released, and holy hell is released on Donald Sterling. He apologizes. He cries. "I didn't mean this. I didn't mean that." And ultimately, the NBA took away his team. And that is why Steve Ballmer is now the owner of the LA Clippers. So this was around the time that Eric Holder gave this speech. And Eric Holder said, "You know, blatant racism, like the kind of racism we saw with Donald Sterling, we have that. You can't get away with that in America. What we really need to be concerned with going forward," he said, "is pernicious racism." His term, not mine. And in his speech, he gave three examples of pernicious racism. Example number one, he said, the push for voter ID. Are you kidding me? The majority of blacks support voter ID, some by the same margin as do whites. Supreme Court ruled 6-3, the majority decision written by John Paul Stevens, one of the liberal, if not the most liberal member at the time of the court. It was an Indiana case. And he said that voter ID advances a legitimate objective, is to ensure the integrity of voting. That's your example of pernicious racism? You got to do better than that. Example number two, he pointed out that schools, public schools, kick out black kids and punish them, suspend them more often than they do white kids in the same school. And that is true. And it's true whether or not the school board is all white, as was the case in Decatur, Illinois, when they were sued by Jesse Jackson for kicking out black kids, or when the school board is all people of color, as is the case of Oakland, California at the time. Turns out black boys are more disruptive than white boys. And if you don't kick them out and keep them in the class, they will disrupt the ability of the other kids to learn and the teachers to teach. That's your example of pernicious racism? And it doesn't matter whether the teacher is black or the principal is white, what have you, black boys act out more than do white boys. We come back, I'll give you his third example of pernicious racism and the other things that Obama has done to destroy the social cohesion that he claims that he wants to support, including embracing Black Lives Matter for all. Are you kidding me? I'm Larry Elder. Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no. No, you can't do that. No, don't go play your favorite sport. No, you better sit this one out. It's no way to live. So if pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help get you back to living life on your terms. One where you say yes a lot more. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. For good. Whether it's your back, neck, joints, or muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. So give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how with less pain you can say yes to more of everything you want. 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win drawing. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free spot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Stay informed with our county's most reliable news. Tune to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief provides precise, local-only updates and compelling discussions critical to our community. Have a lead? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or reach out via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a DM. The Town Hall Brief, the authoritative source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35. On KCNR.
Hey, Redding, say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundle. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
SHGE 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. And we all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside and getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pain, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your routine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. To get your days going without pain, Try their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Simply call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, do not let it keep you from living the life you want. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Back to the third example of pernicious racism that Eric Holder gave. He said, and it is true, that a black criminal commits a crime and gets convicted of that crime compared to a white criminal convicted of the same crime will get a longer sentence than the white criminal. And that is true. And he cited the U.S. Sentencing Commission as his basis for saying that. What he didn't tell you is that the same U.S. Sentencing Commission said the reason for the disparity is because of legitimate factors. Most notably, the average black criminal has a longer record of convictions than the average white criminal, and judges properly take that into consideration when they determine a sentence. And by the way, a black criminal defendant got a longer sentence compared to a white criminal defendant when the judge was white or when the judge was black. So this is what Eric Holder said in this groundbreaking speech that was massively covered by the media. These are your three best examples. And of course, nothing in the speech about the epidemic of fatherlessness, nothing in the speech about how at one time in our country, a black child was slightly more likely to be born to a mother and father married than a white kid. Nothing in the speech about black-on-black crime. Nothing in the speech about how the number one cause of preventable death for a young black person is homicide versus the number one cause of preventable death for a young white person is accidents like drownings or car accidents. Nothing about that. Nothing about the abysmal education kids are getting K-12 in urban America. No, it's all about pernicious racism. And it's disgusting. Obama embraced Black Lives Matter. Loretta Lynch, his secretary, AG, embraced Black Lives Matter. When Freddie Gray died in police custody in 2016, I believe it was, he's the one who hit his head on a van and apparently broke his neck. The Baltimore Police Department had been praised by the Obama administration before this happened as an example of 21st century policing, had been praised. Now they're being investigated for racism. And at the time, the mayor of Baltimore was black. The number one and number two people running the police department were black. The state attorney who brought the charges against the officers was black. Three of the six officers were black. A judge before whom two of the officers tried their case without a jury was black and found them, by the way, not guilty. All of city council was Democrat majority black. The county superintendent of school was black. The city superintendent of school was black. The USAG at the time, Loretta Lynch, was black, as was, oh, you know, the president of the United States. All these people running the system, and you still are yelling and screaming about systemic racism. By the way, after the judge found these two cops not guilty, they decided not to charge the others. So all the charges went away. There was an outbreak of violence. And as I've told you before, when there are these high-profile cases where somebody is killed and there's violence thereafter, the police pull back. It's called the Ferguson effect, or more recently, the George Floyd effect, the phenomenon of cops pulling back from proactive policing. And studies have shown, including one by a black Harvard economist named Roland Fryer, that because of this pullback, there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of people who are dead who otherwise would not have been dead had the police engaged in proactive policing. And that's just homicides. This war on truth Obama was talking about, I mentioned Crossfire Hurricane. The man that put together the 51 senior intelligence officials on that letter that claimed that the Hunter Biden laptop story had all the hallmarks of Russian disinformation was Antony Blinken. Antony Blinken became Joe Biden's Secretary of State. Antony Blinken came out of the Obama administration, had a high-ranking position in the Obama administration. Speaking of the war on fat, remember this exchange between Senator Obama and ABC's Charlie Gibson, when Gibson tried to tell him that historically when you raise capital gains, you get less money, and the senator simply wasn't having it. Number 22.
All right. You have, however, said you would favor an increase in the capital gains tax. As a matter of fact, you said on CNBC, and I quote, "I certainly would not go above what existed under Bill Clinton, which was 28%. It's now 15%. That's almost a doubling if you went to 28%. But actually, Bill Clinton in 1997 signed legislation that dropped the capital gains tax to 20%.
Right.
And George Bush has taken it down to 15%. And in each instance, when the rate dropped, revenues from the tax increased. The government took in more money. And in the 1980s, when the tax was increased to 28%, the revenues went down. So why raise it at all, especially given the fact that 100 million people in this country own stock and would be affected?
Well, Charlie, what I've said is that I would look at raising the capital gains tax for purposes of fairness. But what I also want to make sure is that our tax system is fair and that we are able to finance health care for Americans who currently don't have it, and that we're able to invest in our infrastructure and invest in our schools. And that is irresponsible.
But history shows that when you drop the capital gains tax, the revenues go up.
Well, that might happen, or it might not. It depends on what's happening on Wall Street and how business is going.
That might happen or that might not. But history has shown when you raise a capital gains, you collect. We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside and getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is the key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pain, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your routine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it uses a special formula of four natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. To get your days going without pain, try their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Simply call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Whether you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers with back taxes to the IRS. Billions in tax relief is now being made available to struggling taxpayers, giving thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars in savings away to those who qualify. If you're facing wage garnishment, threatening letters, audits, liens, levies, or already in a payment plan, you can now expedite the resolution to your tax problem, end collections, and even qualify to reduce a large portion of what you owe. Stop IRS Debt has established a relief hotline for you to call to check what savings and options you qualify for. Dial 800-420-1557. With many people facing job loss and rising cost of living, these special IRS initiatives are designed to aid delinquent taxpayers with the relief that they need to get a fresh start. For a free consultation to see what savings you qualify for, call 800-420-1557. 800-420-1557. 800-420-1557.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills with one of the largest offerings of grills and accessories. Our mini, anywhere and everywhere portables are perfect for tailgating and grilling on the go. Our best-selling 27XL is the convergence of price and size. The 36-inch is the size most often specified by kitchen designers, and the Solaire 56-inch is the largest all-infrared grill on the market. Solaire makes accessories like griddles and steamer fryers to enhance your backyard grilling experience. Solaire also has an extensive offering of doors, drawers, and bartending centers to complete your outdoor kitchen. All Solaire infrared grills feature the efficient Solaire infrared burner that heats up fast, locks in the juices, and makes you wonder why you'll ever want to eat out again. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire Infrared at besthotgrill.com.
SAGE 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Senator Hirono from Hawaii squared off with Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense. And there's a new gun study by a liberal organization that debunks a lot of things that the anti-gun people believe. And as a result, crickets from the mainstream media. Trump is undecided about whether or not to support a hike in the minimum wage that's being proposed by a Republican senator who ought to know better. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Every year Obama was in office, Michelle Obama would come out, I think on Women's Day, and say that women make less money than men do for exactly the same work. It is a big, fat lie. Even the own State Department, Labor Department rather, did a study and said when you compare apples to apples, women have been in the workforce as long as men, who have not dropped out in order to have children, same educational level, there is no difference in their wages. It's just a big, fat lie. And you know it is. To quote Walter Williams, my friend, the late Walter Williams, economist, it doesn't pass the smell test. If you're running a business and you can hire women to be just as productive as men and pay them less money, you call every dude in and fire them en masse and hire women. It is a big, fat lie. It is one that is perpetuated time and time and time again by the left because they want to make the argument that women are being shafted in the workforce. It is just not true. And this embrace of what happened in Ferguson, which turned out to be a big lie, continued the narrative that the police were engaging systemic racism against black people. So what happened the last 2 years of Obama's second term? There were two officers in their squad cars in New York, officers Lou and Ramos. Black guy came up and killed them execution style and told friends or posted on social media that he did it because he believed that the police were engaging in systemic racism against black people. In Baton Rouge, Louisiana, three cops killed execution style by another black man who's motivated by the same lie. And five cops killed execution style in Dallas by another black man motivated by the same lie that Obama and Black Lives Matter and Al Sharpton and Eric Holder all pushed. I've told you a million times the police are more hesitant, more reluctant to pull the trigger on a white suspect, on a black suspect than a white suspect, rather. They kill more whites every year than they kill blacks. They kill more unarmed white men every year than blacks. Most people have no blooming idea because of this narrative that Obama and the other Obama acolytes put out and helped to poison this country and making young black men more likely to resist rather than follow lawful orders. If you're a young black man and you believe you're going to be hurt by the cops because Obama has told you that, why should you obey? Why should you comply? I'm Larry Elder.
This is a every day your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.